Hello, Christina.
Yes.
Hey, Christina, my name is Harold. This call is in regards to your Depo Provera lawsuit on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. I was literally just filled it out.
Oh yeah, we're pretty fast with the responses with the inquiry. Can I ask you, were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Yeah, in 2018.
Sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that. And I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier. Can I ask you, did you use the Depo Provera?
I did, yeah.
How many years did you use it?
Almost 7 years.
About 7 years. And can I ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No, I actually literally just saw it on the news. It was an ad that was in the news on channels on Fox 6.
Oh
And
wow.
I started doing research on it.
Gotcha. Okay, and then you filled it out online, and then I called you, and now we're talking. Gotcha. Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents relating to the Depo Provera?
I'm sorry, repeat that. I have not signed any documents relating to the Depo Provera in the
Correct.
lawsuit.
Correct. Are you willing to affirm that you have not signed anything? Basically saying that you have an attorney already.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Like I said, I didn't know anything about this. I thought it was honestly, because when I found out about it, initially, I didn't actually find out that I was diagnosed with it until 2021, when my neurologist went back to look at my 2018 scans to compare them, he saw that my tumor had doubled in size between 2018 and 2021.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that.
So,
Gotcha. And so you were officially diagnosed. That was in 2021. Do you remember what month it was?
I want to say right around, it was in the fall, so it was between August and November, somewhere in there.
Okay. And now, were you diagnosed with the meningioma after taking the Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Like I said, I didn't know I had a meningioma until 2018.
Gotcha. And then you were
So,
taking it 1 year prior to that?
no, it was more than a year.
More than a
It
year.
was
Okay.
more than a year prior, yeah.
Gotcha. And then when is your date of birth?
10/2/85.
And did you use the name brand Depo, or was it a generic version?
I believe it was the Depo Provera, just Depo Provera.
Gotcha. Okay. And can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections?
Yes.
Okay. And then when was the first time you used it?
I want to say it was in 2010.
2010. And when was the last time you used it?
2015.
2015.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
And then, would you be able to, can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And then you spell your name KRISTINA.
Yes.
Last name KLAMROWSKI.
Correct.
Thank you. And now I do have the email address LTLCHWDR at AOL.com.
Correct.
Yeah. And then the phone number 414-418-6737.
Yes.
And then what is your property address?
4465 South 21st Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53221.
Okay. And then what hospital diagnosed you?
with the meningioma, afraid hurt.
Is that the one at the 900 North 92nd Street in Milwaukee?
Yes.
Do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
It was either my neurologist, Dr. Jonathan Florzak, or, it was Dr. Jonathan Florzak, because that's when he sent me to the neurosurgeon, Nathan Grogerman.
Nathan Grogerman, was he the doctor?
Grogerman, it's Grgerman.
And was this the treating doctor?
He's been my treating provider since I was diagnosed, yes.
Gotcha, okay. And what facility is he located?
Everything's through Freightert.
Gotcha, okay. Same everything. Okay. Give me one moment here.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have the medical records that show the diagnosis?
Do I have medical records of my diagnosis? I mean, I can get them.
Okay. They're like at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay. Alrighty. And now I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as the emergency contact?
My mother, Mary, Mary, same last name.
Perfect. And her phone number?
414-702-6737.
Okay. And then one more time, could you spell your treating doctor? His name?
It's Zwagerman.
Perfect. All right, team. And now we do also need the social in order to pull medical records from the medical from the hospital. If you don't feel comfortable right now with the full social, I can take the last four. And then when you speak to the actual attorneys, they'll request the full social from you.
391-04-5439.
All righty. And now I do just want to verify my spelling and everything like that before I send this over to you. And so how this process works, once I send you over these documents, you know, you'll get them signed and send them back over to me. I'll then be able to send them up to the law firm. The law firm you're working with is Pulaski Law Group. And so they're based out of Texas. And so once they receive this, they'll be able to actually then call you within 7 business days. Basically verify the information one last time, make sure everything, you still want to go through with everything. And then at that moment, they'll actually be able to legally represent you and, get working on your case and, requesting medical records and, things like that.
Is it on a contingency basis?
I'm not too sure, on if it is or if it's not. I do know, I don't even want to steer you in the wrong direction, to be honest. That would be kind of more something for the law firm. I do know that you only pay if they actually are successful with winning the case.
So it's on contingency, contingent upon winning the case, yeah.
Right, yeah. So, okay. You'll only pay, and it's not like you'll pay out of pocket. It'll be, out of the settlement.
Right.
They'll just take their percent or whatever. But yeah, you won't pay anything up front or anything like that to actually, get everything going. So,
Okay. All right.
alrighty. And now, so I do have here that you were diagnosed sometime in the fall of 2021. I do have September of 2021 just as an estimate. You are a resident of the United States. You were diagnosed with meningioma. Your date of birth is 10/2/1985. You did use the brand name. You did use it for at least 1 year. You have had at least four injections. You started in 2010, stopped in 2015, so you did use it through 1992. Then you spell your name Kristina, last name Klamrowski. Your social 3910.
No, just WSKI and there's no E.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. SKI. Thank you. And then the social 3910454 39. Email address ltlchwdr@aol.com. Phone number 414-418-6737. Your property address 4465 South 21st Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin 53221. And then you were diagnosed by Dr. Florzak at the Froedtert Hospital, and then you Froedtert Hospital, and then you were treated by Dr. Zwagerman, same hospital. And then have you had any other prior cancer diagnosis prior to the meningioma?
No cancer diagnosis. I was diagnosed with Chiari malformation, but it
But
wasn't, it's
no
not
other
cancerous,
cancer.
it's just a
Gotcha.
birth defect.
Gotcha. Okay. And just to be clear, your medical records, they are at the hospital, correct?
They're at Froedtert Hospital, but the Depo-Provera records would be through Columbia St. Mary's.
Is that Clinton St. Mary? Did they prescribe you
Columbia St. Mary's was where my OBGYN was at. And
Gotcha.
that's in Milwaukee. It's Columbia St. Mary's, Milwaukee.
Is that the one at the 2301 North Lake Drive in Milwaukee?
It would have been actually in West Allis. Let me get the Gateway Medical Center. Columbia St. Mary's. Actually, yeah, you can use the 2301 North Lake Drive.
Okay, perfect.
And the doctor that gave me that was Carlos Rodriguez.
Carlos Rodriguez. Perfect. Thank you. And then we have finally your mother here as the emergency contact 414-702-6737. Did that all sound correct to you? Perfect. Okay. So let me send you over the DocuSign now. It will go to your email as well as your text messages. So whatever's easiest for you to go ahead and open it up. And so it should say Harold King, Mass Torch Strategies, a DocuSign. And then I'm also going to send you a separate text message with my direct line and the law firm's information as well. Oh, Pulaski. So I just sent that over to you. Now, did you get the DocuSign?
Yeah, I did, but I can't visualize it on my phone. I did get the text message, though.
Gotcha. Perfect. Okay. It just doesn't pull up on your phone at the moment.
No, not while I'm talking.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. So let me let you go. I sent you the information. So that's the 949 number. That's my direct line. So anytime, I'm going to call you, text you, it'll be from that number. And then the 909 number is the number for Pulaski Law Group. That'll be the number that they'll call you from in about 7 business days, once we get the documents back. So once I get them back, I'll be able to send them up. Take your time. If I don't have them by the time I get out of here, I'll call you tomorrow just to kind of get an update on that. But until then, yeah, you're all set. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me?
No, I think that's everything. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. You have a blessed rest of your night, Christina.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.